Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 733 of the Hucklebug. Just count them. I know you won't.
Well, I know I didn't.
I didn't either.
Because I'm looking at my outline, and it says HB, which was this Hucklebug.
That's us, Hucklebug.
724.
724, that's really
where
old.
I was when I started this outline, I have no idea.
Bet's got old notes, you guys. We're going to be doing half a new show and half an old show. We will start this week with some rips because we lost a couple of legendary actors in the last week. Richard Chamberlain passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him most from The Thornbirds and Shogun.
Well, it's 80s. Funny. Of course, everybody remembers who lived in the 80s remembers The Thornbirds.
Right.
Which I watched maybe one episode of and didn't like.
I don't think I watched it. I mean, I was 12. I didn't care about it. But I do remember my parents both loved it. And so it was always on TV.
Didn't even watch one episode of Shogun.
My stepdad in particular absolutely loved Shogun. I know he loved the book. And he'd read the book before the miniseries came out. And then he was very excited to... You know, the only problem with miniseries in the 80s, in late 70s and the 80s, is that they'd be on for like a week, right?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get to watch any other TV shows.
Exactly. It was that or nothing.
We didn't have VCRs and shit like that, you know? So I didn't get to watch Barney Miller and Happy Days because my parents are watching fucking Shogun.
Exactly. I remember when I was a kid, and I mean, you know, maybe 10, 12.
Mm-hmm.
Watching, but of course they were it was in syndication at that point.
Yeah.
I remember him from his original Dr. Kildare,
mm-hmm.
He blew up and became the superstar that he
was.
Yes,
exactly. That was his breakout.
But I used to watch it because for some reason the opening of that show really scared me because it was a chalkboard and somebody was writing with chalk and it was. I can't even remember what
wasn't
the
it? Yeah, birth,
were.
Death, birth, life, death, infinity, or whatever.
Well,
it was.
The last one was infinity.
Infinity,
one of
yeah.
them was death, and it was a cross. And it was him, and I think Vince Edwards, wasn't he the more knowledgeable doctor?
Maybe I don't know. I never watched it.
But that's what I remember him from. But I also just remember him as kind of being a bon vivant of a celebrity that people loved from forever, and he came out. You know, and, you know, good guy.
Yeah, we like Richard Chamberlain. Rest in peace.
Almost, I think the day before his 91st birthday. So, put in some good time.
Almost made it to 91. Well, rest in peace, Richard Chamberlain. And then Val Kilmer also passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Much younger. He had cancer.
My
had cancer age, for the last several
people,
years. Yeah.
My age. That hurts.
Yeah, the interesting thing to me, when I looked up Val Kilmer's IMDb, his very first credit was Top Secret, which he was the lead in. That's bursting onto the scene, man. His second credit was an ABC After School special, but his very first movie, I guess that was a release order, probably, but his very first was Top Secret. And yeah, I mean, he basically started right out playing leads and never stopped.
And let me tell you, I have never seen Top Secret.
I
haven't
either. For some
unknown, godforsaken reason. Because it was made by all the right people, you know.
Yeah, we should watch that.
We should.
We should
seek that out.
We should seek that out and watch it. I think that's a good idea. Val Kilmer, you guys might know. Maybe you guys don't know. Val Kilmer went to high school with Marla, our friend Marla, friend and listener Marla.
Until about 15 minutes ago, I did not know that, folks.
Bette didn't know it, so maybe you didn't know it, you guys. And Mayor Winningham as well, and also Kevin Spacey. They all went to high school together in Chatsworth. Kevin Spacey, I think, was a couple years behind them. But yeah, so that was Chatsworth High School, well-renowned, I guess, for their acting program. Graduate such greats as Mayor Winningham and Marla.
Also,
and Val.
Also, and didn't realize until reading things this week, mm-hmm. I had totally forgotten that he had a long dating spell with Cher.
I didn't remember that either.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yep.
I maybe never knew it.
But here's my thing about Val Kilmer that I'd like to say. First of all, okay. He was in Tombstone.
Yes.
A movie that I can take or leave. It's so mm-hmm. long. It is yeah. what it is, people.
It's true.
But I have a friend that I graduated with who could, for the rest of her life, if she never got to move, could sit and watch Tombstone on a 24-hour loop for the rest of her life. So, Kim, sorry about Val.
Yeah. Well, he was excellent in that. I mean, I'm with you. The movie itself is a little too long, a little bit unfocused, yeah. but his performance is outrageously good.
But the one thing that I want to say about Val, and I told Stens earlier, I hope this isn't a backhanded compliment because I don't mean it that way.
Okay.
But, of course, one of the big roles that Val ever had was playing Jim Morrison
oh, yeah.
in Oliver Stone's movie, The Doors.
Right.
And Val, you had to have been a great actor because you made me hate you. And I mean, I know
what you mean.
I hate Jim Morrison.
Right.
But you didn't make me hate Jim Morrison. You made me hate you because you were Jim Morrison.
Because he was Jim Morrison.
And I think probably
well, I hope you stopped hating him.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think maybe things that happened after, you know, I thought, I hate that guy.
I hate
it was
that
Jim
guy.
Morrison.
No, it's Jim Morrison
but,
you hate.
But,
you really
but then,
hate
and because of my friend Kim, you know, she goes to those conventions and stuff, you know,
yeah.
for Tombstone. And she said occasionally before he got sick, and then even a couple of times after he got sick, he would come and just be so gracious
oh,
to all
nice.
The fans who were there. And that's the thing to remember about Val.
I forgot he was Batman, too. I mean, there's been lots
oh,
of Batman.
Oh, he was a Batman.
Was,
there
yeah,
are many,
Batman.
But he was a Batman.
Batman forever, he was. So rest in peace, Val Kilmer. Also, go to that good place, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. I was going to jump straight into movies, but we have shout-outs first. We will do those.
Yeah.
All your shout-outs are collected in one little spot, which is what we like. They're all under the missive.
Yeah, on the missive.
We've got our first shout out for Kelly.
Kelly with an IE.
Yeah, I guess you should.
Yeah, because we kind of had to look at this. And
we had to check. We had to look it up.
I
couldn't remember what
it
was.
I'm not done with this week's show, but I wanted to say I love Bet on the out. We're thinking that was the tag.
Yeah.
Of the show 2 weeks ago. And I have definite memories / nightmares of singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. Solo with another Ooh. Classmate in the 7th grade. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Exploratory class. And I think the ultimate Eddie Murphy is Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
That's a good call.
There's a case for Gumby, but
yeah,
for
I
me,
love
it
Gumby.
Will always be James Brown's Hot Tub.
James Brown's Hot Tub, too. You know, I can't argue with any of those, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gumby I love because... As a very young kid, I was a big fan of Gumby. So.
But, Kelly with an IE, in case you didn't already know, which you're so smart, so you probably do, Fred Rogers loved Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Yes, he did.
He thought it was so sweet and funny and kind to him.
And there were other parodies of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood that he did not like, but he did like Eddie's. Which I thought was an interesting distinction for some reason. Now, our next shout-out is for Doug. We are the Doug.
We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher. This bit was another one that Bette and I had to puzzle over momentarily.
Yeah.
He says, my friend...
we kind of got it.
Yeah, he says, my friend Logan got this right 8 years ago, and he's left an image. A lot of people left us pictures this week in the comments. And this is it's a limited run, first limited run of Resist prints just arrived in the shop and are up at novatoshop.com. And it's the Sesame Street gang facing off against, I guess, some dark figures that are coming for them. And this is, of course, in reference to the cuts that are inevitably coming to PBS very soon. There we go. That's fun.
The one thing that I would have liked in the backs of these, if there would have been like a little can that maybe Oscar was coming out.
He is. You don't know, click on it. Click on it and see it bigger.
So I'm not seeing the whole picture.
Okay. Yeah, no, click on it. If you click on it, you'll see it bigger.
Oscar's in his can. There he is.
Oscar's in his can. You can see it. You can make everybody out pretty easily.
Lord,
Where's Kermit? Kermit's scarpered. Kermit's not standing with the gang. I guess Kermit's with his Muppet.
Cookie Monster is almost as tall as Big Bird.
Oh, yeah. Cookie Monster's a he's a monster. He's a big boy. He is bigger than I always kind of pictured him more Grover-sized. So, yeah.
Well, of course, there's Grover. Of course, the friendliest. Hello.
That's right. Hello.
We're going to protest you.
Hello, friendly protesters. Hello, friendly mob.
You know her, Grover.
Our next shout out is for Siskita.
We need you so. She says, I'm catching up, but hope some of you hucklebuggers went to a protest or did a little digital good trouble today. I wore my mom's hat from the 70s, complete with a Suffs Rebel Alliance peace pins and a shirt Pete made me from 2019 from a full frontal with Sam B graphic. Folks, I seem to not have known that today was supposed to be.
Today is a big protest day. I didn't really know it either. I'm not good at it. But
So, of course, I did not, Siskita, and I'm sorry. But if I would
have known, difficult for me with my crowd anxiety, so I don't do much of it.
Well, the thing of it is, had I known that,
mm-hmm.
my errands today when I went out, I could have taken all of those wonderful Doug Starcher stickers.
Yes.
And stuck them all over.
Stuck them all up. That would be a little trouble.
That would have been perfect.
So Skeeta's got a picture here of her. You can see her shirt.
Yes.
And her hat and her mom's hat. And there you can make out a couple of the pins that are on the hat. Can't see all of them, but a few. And then underneath Siskita's comment is one from Doug.
We are the Doug,
et cetera, et cetera. He says, I went to our local protest today. It was huge.
It was huge.
Sad
and
delighted that folks were mindful about not taking pictures that might put others at risk. Oh. Stay strong, nation, and take care of each other. And we got a Smokey Bear Resist poster, which I love.
Well, and you know, my God, that's a thing.
Yeah,
you want to take pictures to put on your page.
Yeah, but you don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Get people in trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to get anybody like literally deported for being in a protest. God forbid. So, yeah, everybody be careful with pictures. And our final shout out this week's for Kelly
with a Y. And she says she's in PA, that's Pennsylvania, people.
Yes,
watching her niece play college lacrosse at her alma mater. What is your alma mater? Do you know?
I know. I wonder that too. Well, it says UPMC Field. I wonder if we can figure it out from that. We'd have
University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, maybe. At MC. I don't know what MC is. Here, hang on. We're going to look it up.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
Kelly with a Y.
Oh, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
Oh,
so maybe they sponsor the field. Is that University of Pittsburgh? Is that your alma mater, Kelly with a Y? Or do you want us to not say? We don't want you to get deported. Although,
are you a Pitt girl?
You're all right,
Kelly. If you're a Pitt girl,
she is.
I hate WVU.
Come sit by me. All right. I believe those are all of your shout-outs. I just wanted to take another quick look at last week's post, but there's nothing else. So, okay, thanks, guys, for your shout-outs. Appreciate all y'all. And now we're going to talk about movies.
Well, I told Stans earlier, without telling her the movie,
yes,
that my movie has a couple of stories in it.
Yeah.
And that's from my point of view.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was.
My movie this week, I watched Operation Mincemeat.
Oh, okay. All right.
And there are just some things I have to say.
Okay.
First, I started it early this morning.
Yeah.
And first of all, I thought it started really slow.
Okay.
And when I say started, I thought it went slow for quite a while.
Okay.
And I was a little worried. Uh-huh. And then I started to realize you've got to learn who all of these characters are.
Yeah.
And what their stories are.
Yep.
You know. But then when they start what they do, I mean,
yes,
just the fact that there are these men fighting the war, and when I say fighting the war, not on the ground, but
right,
as civil servants.
Yes.
And coming up, when they start coming up with the story, and then they start making the story.
Right.
They already have his story written. Now they have to create this thing.
Yes, exactly.
It became so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other story, which is when the operation, when the crap hits the fan and the operation goes into full scale.
Yes.
It is riveting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you don't know how it's going to go.
No.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, we know we won the war, so we know,
we won the war.
But beyond that.
But we lost battles.
That's true. Of course, we lost lots of battles.
The one scene, I'm not, no spoilers, but when a woman comes into her house and sees a picture.
Yes.
I thought I'd die. It took my breath away.
Yeah.
And from that to the end, and I loved at the end, they tied it together with the, you know, the blank screen that tells you this person did that.
Right.
This person, you know. I love this movie.
It was good, isn't it?
Yes. And, well, of course, Colin was great. Mm-hmm. And who was the other guy?
That's the guy whose name I can't ever remember.
Right.
And Matthew McFadden.
And I feel like I should have seen him in more things.
He's been in lots of stuff. You probably have seen him in things. It's
I also went out to IMDb. Mm. Gene was Kelly MacDonald,
mm-hmm,
who was the voice of Merida in Brave.
Okay.
Blew my mind. But right, then again, talk about people who can only make a movie better. Jason Isaacs.
Of course. Always love him.
But this, like I said, if you start watching it and think it's a little, keep watching.
Stick with it.
Is fantastic.
A little bit of it is a little bit of a slow burner. You're right. They do need. There's a lot to set up at the beginning. Yeah. So yeah, I guess it makes sense. I didn't find it slow to start myself, but you know, also sometimes watching a movie in the morning versus watching a movie at night can really affect kind of how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's what happened here or not, but you know, also different people have different reactions when they see movies. So, but yeah, definitely stick with it. It's a nice little movie. I like it. I have a movie also. I'm so excited. I watched Flow last night, the Oscar winner for Best Animated Feature. I think it won Best Animated Feature.
Flow
with the kitty cat. You've not heard of it. Sounds as though you have not heard of it. It's Latvian. It's Latvian.
Latvian.
The first 20 minutes of it are just all the logos from the different production companies that had something to do with it. But eventually the movie itself starts. It is about, a cat. I don't know. We have no idea what anybody's names are in this animated film because all of the characters are animals and none of them are anthropomorphized, so they don't, like, talk to each other or anything. The nice thing about it being Latvian is that, you know, animals don't talk, so there's no translation necessary. There's no subtitles. There's no dialogue. It's just this kitty cat and all of the different people, all the different creatures that he meets, he or she. I assume she's a she, actually.
Well, flood.
She lives up in the high ground, but there a flood comes. This big flood comes, and she has to learn how to get along with other different types of animals as her world basically just goes underwater, and everybody they get she gets on this boat, and there's a capybara on the boat, and then there's all these different animals that are met along the way. I don't want to say a whole lot about it. It works great just as a film, but then underneath there's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of this could represent that, and this could represent this. And, you know, that part you don't have to worry about necessarily, but it makes a lovely sort of companion to it. You know, when it was over, I found myself thinking about it a whole lot and trying to piece together the bits and bobs. But I think primarily it's a story about how, you know, we all kind of need to work together and find our own sense of community in order to, you know,
and
survive in this crazy world.
Life through other people.
Exactly.
Wow. Where did you find it?
It is, you can rent it on Amazon for under $4, I think, right.
Perfect.
Now. Like $3.74, I
Perfect.
Think. It's also on HBO Max if you have HBO Max. Just a lovely film, and it was up against some Disney Pixar thing, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
For best.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
Best animated feature. It might have been nominated for best foreign film as well, and I don't know if it won both of them, but I think that it won animated feature, which caught a lot of people by surprise because you just assume that the big Disney and or DreamWorks production is going to win. But it was just a lovely movie, and even though there's no dialogue, when it's over, you're sure you can remember them talking to each other. They didn't. They never do. But they also, you know, like the cat makes little meow sounds, and just the whole time I'm just going, oh, honey, it's okay. It's all right. A couple of times it woke Lincoln up, and he, you know, had to pay a little bit of attention and have a look at the screen, see what was going on. Huge thumbs up for Flo. It was wonderful. Everybody see it.
Nice.
Yeah. What you got, Bet?
Well, I have something called Bet Does Something Useful.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hear that one a lot, do you, people?
Well, I happen to think you're pretty damn useful myself.
Well,
I'm looking forward to hearing
you
about
figure
this.
Into this, my friend.
Okay.
For 4 months, I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but Stan sure knows about it. Mm-hmm. I have been getting notifications on my computer.
Oh, yeah.
That my disk space is low.
Oh, yes.
And
God,
that,
yes.
You know, here's where you can go to jettison some things and, you know. And
right.
So she's helped me. She's helped me take out programs. And,
yep.
But the end of it is, she said, all of the things that are really going to clear out your space are things you don't want to get rid of. But like videos.
Videos will take up the most space. Yeah.
Right. But do you not have an external hard drive?
External hard drive, I said.
And
get
I said,
an external hard drive.
Nope, nobody told me. And she said, get yourself an external hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
You can move them over there, take
yep.
them out of your computer.
Yep.
You'll be fine.
You can still access everything. You'll free up so much space.
So a couple of weeks ago, I got my external hard drive. Mm-hmm. And it sat here on my desk for ever.
Yeah.
But finally, last week, I got it out, hooked it up, went to video. And I mean, this one really, it's made by Toshiba. It really is plug and play.
You good.
Plug it in, ready
yep.
to go.
Yep.
And so I went to my video file. And let me tell you, people, talk about going down a rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Because my video file, of course, it has the finished versions of Comfy Chair Movies.
All the Comfy Chair Movies.
and concert.
But also all
clips.
The raw footage from him, right?
Exactly. But
yeah, that's what's taking up all the space.
When I started looking, there were all of these clips mm-hmm. of that I put together to make movies.
Sherman playing soccer.
Of when Mary and I did the Blacksburg Community Band's uh-huh. 20th anniversary movie.
Oh,
and we made
yeah.
all of these interviews with
right.
original members. They
yeah.
were all in there. I didn't watch those. I just put them out. But clips of all of the air shows that Mr. M and I went to in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I mean, they would be, you know, some of them might be 2 minutes long if it was a small plane doing a flip or something. But the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels, it was like 57 clips that lasted 10 seconds each, you know. So I, you know, got... But before I got rid of them, I just had to watch them.
Yeah. Well, and you're not deleting them. You're just moving them.
Exactly.
To a different place.
I'm just moving them.
You're not going to lose them. You're just moving them.
But I came to a few that just cracked me up. And I honestly, truly, people, have absolutely no idea of my doing them.
Oh,
I know
right.
I had to because yeah. they're there.
There they are.
But it had to have been when I was trying to make movies.
Yeah.
And especially learning stop motion.
Oh, right.
And so the very first one I came to, and I thought, when I saw the little steel, I thought, what in the hell? And so I clicked on it. I had on my desk, which now I'm sitting here, there were three glasses of water, a thing of crystal light, a thing of recipe cards. You know, it's just cluttered.
Yeah.
This part of my desk was completely clean.
Right.
And the video was of, on that desk, a can of Play-Doh, just kind of trying to move this
uh-huh.
way and that,
yeah.
going back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, can I make him move? then I found another that was a box of Bally Highs, which are clove cigarettes.
Oh.
Going back and forth and back and forth.
Just moving back and forth.
And then
sensing
I found a very, I don't know how this happened, but a very grainy video. I mean, it wasn't clear at all.
Yeah.
But it was a very grainy video of Globy. From
oh,
Pee Wee's
yeah.
Playhouse,
uh-huh.
Trying to make him move around and move his arms, you
yeah.
know, which that was the, supposedly for me, the highlight of my what's on TV is when I do Pee Wee's Playhouse and Globy comes out and does this big
right.
thing where he rotates around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just watching that and thinking, boy, this is a find. This is really fine.
It's nice, isn't it?
And I'm not even a third of the way through. So
right.
I'm sure I've got other things that are going to take me down a rabbit hole.
No doubt.
But even though I'll take the time, I know I can get rid of every one of those, stick them in the drive, things
yep.
are better.
Have you actually moved anything off and onto the drive yet?
Oh, yeah, they all of them.
Oh, okay, good. So is the computer performing better now?
Well, I haven't had the message.
Haven't had the message? All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good sign. I have a new favorite.
And now it's time for...
New favorite.
I like it.
My new favorite this week. So I ordered this. The thing is I ordered it for my sister. My brother and sister were supposed to be coming up today. Now just my brother is coming up. It's because my dad is actually in the hospital right now. It's not like a life-threatening thing, but my sister didn't want to leave him, obviously, to come up for a weekend. And she wanted to leave, like, you know, she didn't want to leave her husband there in charge of in charge
Rocky,
of the dad.
I know.
You know, so that it, you know, she so Stacy's not coming, as it turns out. Just my brother's coming, and he'll be here this evening. But I bought, for my sister, I bought a coffee maker because she only drinks coffee from her Keurig, and I think that's all she's had for coffee for the last 20 years. You know, I think she's just reached a point where, like, this is what I know, and this is what
that's
I like.
That's coffee. Right.
Right. But I don't have a Keurig, and I haven't had a Keurig, but I didn't like that she would come and visit me and then not have coffee. It makes me uncomfortable that other people aren't drinking coffee in the morning. So I thought, I'm not going to get a Keurig because they're too much money, but Amazon has a nice selection of knockoffs. So I bought one for just under $40. It's an Aigo Star, AIGOSTAR. And it was just, it's about $35.
So can I ask you something?
Yes.
I mean, could you just not make coffee and give her a cup?
Well, that's the thing.
Does she have to make her own? Or, I mean.
Yeah, so now that I have this, she can just bring her own little pods of the coffee that she likes.
Oh, she can
likes.
Bring her coffee.
Exactly.
Okay.
She can
okay,
bring the,
I get
the
it
pods
now.
Of the
okay.
stuff that she likes, and now she can have coffee
okay,
from my know, coffee maker.
For you mom, Annie, you go to somebody's house, you drink the coffee they have. So.
You would think, but you know, whatever. It's a thing.
Okay.
And like
get
I
it.
Said, you know, I just.
Get
I,
it.
She goes to such great lengths to make sure that, like, the fridge is stocked with all my favorite stuff whenever
oh,
I go down
okay.
and visit her.
Okay, you got
to
do that for
so,
her.
So, you know,
okay.
turnabout is fair play. So I bought one of these coffee makers, and then I've had it for a week, and I was like, well, I want to use it too, but I don't drink coffee out of a Keurig. I make coffee from a dripper. So,
I want five cups of coffee instead of one.
Here's what I did. I went on Amazon and I bought a little variety pack. And I think truly the new favorite is not the coffee maker. It's the variety pack. The variety pack's got a bunch of different sort of flavored coffees. Some of them are good. I don't know. I haven't had a couple.
Remember the Kellogg's breakfast cereal?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So it's got some flavored coffees. It's got some just sort of regular coffees mm-hmm. as well. And it's got tea. It's got hot chocolate. I think there's cider as well. I think it says there's cider
oh,
on the thing.
Nice.
I haven't unearthed the cider. But that's like the best, for me, that's been the best part. That's been like, ooh, look, a hot chocolate.
Nice.
Hot chocolate. So that's all really cool. And that's my new favorite. It was very simple to make. The other thing that I told Bet is that the instruction book that came with it, first of all, it's a nice, good size. It's about the size. Remember, it's about the size of a DVD sleeve. You know the you know if you buy
yeah.
a, if you buy
yeah.
a DVD, it's about yay big. And then it's you guys. The print is enormous. I can read it. This is a lovely thing for somebody who's over 50. It's just an instruction manual that you can read without a magnifying glass. So that's very nice. So that's my new favorite, little single serve coffee
Yay.
Maker. Yay. We're going to tell Donald Trump to fuck off. You fuck off.
Fuck the hell off, you
and
asshole.
Quickly. And take your administration with you, because I know you're not actually doing anything. You're just out golfing. He's not even running the country. He's doing nothing. He's just leaving it to his minions. And his minions are a bunch of assholes. They can all
he
fuck
writes
off.
Things down at 4 o'clock in the morning when he's not sleeping.
Right.
And they pick it up and they do his dirty work.
His bidding. Well, I don't even think. See, I don't even think. I don't think. I don't even think that's true. I think he's just doing his own damn thing. It's like, fuck, you guys do whatever you feel like doing. I'm going to go play golf. So, you know. Anyway, he can fuck off, and his minions can also fuck off. Who rules, Bet?
Well, I have a you rule. This is a you rule from the past. They've you ruled many times in
okay.
my life. But apropos of what came before, watching all those clips.
The videos, yeah.
I saw so many films I made with my flip camera.
Oh, yeah.
Of going out to see the Hackensaw Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And just recording. You know, I'm not one of those people who record a whole concert, you know, like they do nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, they would, you know, I would start, and if it was a good song, I'd hang there. And then I'd turn it off and dance a while, and, you know. I've been so nostalgic lately, and it was by Mela Mundy.
Mm-hmm.
That back in the day when I used to travel, travel anywhere, but to travel to see the Hackensaws, they were a revolving door band.
Yes.
People could come in and out. But when I went to see them, there were six guys And they were the 6 nicest guys ever.
Oh, they were awesome.
And for my money, most talented.
Yes. Also, some of them, the stinkiest, frankly. Well, that's okay. Ferd. Look Ferd. At you, Ferd.
Ferd. Oh,
I'm smelling at you, Ferd.
But I would watch, you know, some of the places, they were like at a venue, you know, a theater. And I was filming. And I was just having fun. And then there was the time they played in Bradford. But they played like out in a yard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was filming them. They were getting ready to do We Are Many. And, you know, they were tuning up. And Ward looks at me in my camera and he says, Elizabeth, I'm going to confiscate that camera from you. Because they were so sweet.
They were good boys. They still are. I'm sure they still are.
I'm sure. Well.
Not together.
Well, but. You know, on Monday, here's the thing. On Monday, when I posted Mela Monday, Restful Girl, Jesse gave me a Facebook like.
Baby J.
Baby J.
Good old Baby J.
Yeah. So, just good memories. And I'm sure there are going to be more when I start going through all of those clips.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. That's nice. That's a lovely little stroll down memory lane. If you don't want to hear about
them, let us know in comments and I won't mention them anymore.
Nonsense. You're all going to hear about them. My U rules this week, I just wanted to give a U rule to my sister who's been, who's had, you know, a bit of a worrying time with dad this week.
Double duty.
Yeah, a lot of double duty. Although I did just get a good update from her. I'm not going to read all of it, but it does say dad's having a really good day, which is nice.
Oh, thank heavens.
He's had kind of a shitty day the last, like, 3 days. It sounds like he's quite a bit more himself now.
Oh, good, Mr. Sackerson.
Unfortunately, she did not get she said I didn't get to see the doctor today. It's the weekend, Stace. I don't think she's going to see the doctor. She thinks she's going to see him tomorrow. I doubt it.
For Monday.
Yeah, she should expect something on Monday, but I would not imagine she's going to hear from him over the weekend. But anyway, I did want to give a U rule to my sister and also to the staff at the hospital there in Bend, where they're taking very, very good care of my daddy. Apparently, they've got a CNA in the room with him while he's babysitting him because he's, you know, a fall risk. And keeps trying to get out of bed to make a break for it.
I've worn that bracelet before.
So he's got a babysitter, but, you know, they're taking really good care of him. So, you know, as usual, big U rule to the staff at the hospital there in Bend. And that's our show this week, everybody. I hope you have enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be back next week with another show. Until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny. You've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. We love you. Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Excellent. Everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up Milhouse, as they say.